with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
WMFO in Medford. It is commencement day weekend, which means we are in store for some rain. Woo! Get ready for the rain to come Sunday morning, on top of the beautiful gathers of people wearing overpriced cap and gowns that will be rained upon and ruined forever. The Sound of Silence is next.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs. silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
It's good to be back, Tyler, ain't it?
It is.
Jesus. What mic is that? Four. See, I redid the little board profile so that you can get all
so
the mics on.
You don't accidentally shove everybody off all the time?
Yeah, well, so the original board profiles had just like three of the mics on, and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. It was to leave room for the CD players, and I was like, well, the community members are the only ones that use the CD players, so I just made a new one with just the... You got the Rivendell, the two auxes, and the one CD player, and then, of course, the turntable, because that's what you got to use here. We throw it old school here. If you can use a turntable, it's a highly recommended endeavor.
So can you still just, not accidentally, change all of these?
Yeah.
So I can go in and just change all these?
Yeah. Well, when I come in, of course, everyone has, bamboozled the board into their own personal liking, as opposed to just, like, realizing that there are multiple profiles. One if you like to use CDs, one if you're just by yourself.
I forgot about those.
And then a couple people have their own. Like, I had one for a while in here. I don't remember what that was. Remote broadcast is on here as well. It's kind of cool. So, we do a lot of cool things.
Yeah, you do.
In addition to...
I just remember I got very used to a certain layout. And then Santiago and I came in one time and someone had changed it. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we were turning on things that... I mean, the mics were off the entire show.
It's just like Jim things like it's weird. I can't hear myself in these headphones.
Yeah.
So we do our best here. I'm gonna make a couple of instructional videos just to be like,
yeah.
Because right now the training process is basically like you come in, someone who doesn't know what they're doing tries to tell you how to do things and is ineffective at teaching you, and you either were the person who got taught nothing or were the person who taught nothing at one point in time, or both, as it were with me. So. We're going to try to make a video. I think that'd be a good idea. It's like the introductory video, and I'll try to make it as corny as possible. There are a couple of really good vintage WMFO flicks there online.
Let me see if
I can pull one of these up here. I don't even think we have access to this account anymore. WMFO Station Tour. If you punch that into YouTube, it'll get you to... why is that not even coming up?
Should film it. Like,
WMFO.
What if the 8mm film?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, not actually, but, like, fake it.
WMFO...
Right, some Instagram filters up on that.
Tour. WMFO... The WMFO Video Spot is what it's called, and there's a Station Tour here 5 years ago.
Wow.
On the WMFO Video Spot. Let's see if I can... Of course, it's... We don't have the web browser up here. It's more just because, like, I don't want people using YouTube. They will.
Oh, I would.
Everyone does. If I don't, like, let them do it on here, then they just kind of do it themselves. Let's see if we get... Let me see if I can give you kind of a little picture of this.
Do you want to translate?
Yeah, so we have a WMFO Station Tour placard here.
Oh.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you.
A giant ad.
Since 1970, WMFO has been providing Tufts University campus with a melange of student and community radio shows in a freeform tradition.
This is before they had the speaker outside. See, it's fun to, like, watch the technical state of things. This is... It's 2010.
Otherwise, it looks... Oh.
Come in. This is Studio D, home of our On the Side record production. It's where we record bands, where we have bands on the air live.
So the trope of this is that Andy Saylor shows up in every room, or like one of his comrades. And so they like pan around and just like show people on the ground sleeping in the studio on the couch cushions that are ratty as all.
This is our control room.
Master control.
And then it just...
I'm loving these transitions.
This is the control room where the magic happens.
Zoom in on a red folder and then cut the video. And start a very clearly new clip.
There's Andy Saylor starting a saw on the Cat 5 tables. And then they leave.
And now into Studio B, which feeds directly into Studio D. Studio B is our engineering studio. Only strict, serious engineers reside there.
They have like strobe lights playing in there.
This is our volunteer binder. If you are a volunteer at the station, you can write your name, things like that. Luckily, we don't need a key today.
Check.
As I promised, Studio B. Along with all of these patchboards and buttons, Studio B also has a lava lamp. It's by far the coolest thing in Studio B.
They're rolling a reel of tape across the hall, like down the hall.
Check. Moving right along.
Do a little narration here. I'm sure this is a blast for everyone.
Yeah.
This is the free bin. It is full of free shit.
Oh. Well, we botched it, gentlemen. We screwed the pooch on that.
Our executive lounge is for executive lounge and other activities.
Andy Saylor is once again doing something.
He's manning both sides of the tape scroll.
I'm not exactly sure what it's full of. It's kind of actually a little terrifying to tell you the truth.
It's like this
transition.
Weird the trope.
Let's see what our executive general manager is.
How long is this tour?
Jim, you two won't do, man. Bono's older than my father, okay? Give me a second. Is Bowie available?
This is the executive office.
What the hell, Jim? What the hell?
Occasionally, our general manager consumes large quantities of tea and Domino sugar packets.
This is when they bought the teapot, by the way, a long time ago.
The rear level flux capacitance is off by about 13 degrees. If we adjust the main carrier frequencies so it intersects...
They have loaded a rack unit into the fridge.
We should be able to retune in order to ensure that we get the full range of dynamic levels.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of paper.
This is the music director's office, also shared by the program director. Here we have our robo-ripper. It has a mind of its own, and sometimes it rips heavy metal CDs. When we're not looking, we're still trying to correct this problem.
And this continues for another like 4 or 5 minutes. I highly recommend that you watch it. It's the WMFO Video Spot, a long defunct WMFO YouTube channel, which I tried to recover desperately, and I just couldn't find. Because it was one of those things where Google had the old credential system, and then they kind of kicked you over. And if you don't, like, even if we have the old password, you can no longer log in. So there's this arcane recovery method, which I don't really. You have to figure out what email address is associated with. And it very well may have been like Chase Carson or Carlson or whatever it was. Just ran the AGM spot at that time. We could probably find her if she still exists. Did a couple of weird videos, maybe.
Even if you could resurrect this account, you can't top this.
No. No,
there's
you can't.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better. Lady Madonna. This is a Fats Domino cover. I'm sure you'll like it. It's. I use this as a sound check every time, so it'll be a treat.
Lady Madonna, cheering at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet. Now who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrived without no suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday child had learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run.
wonder how you managed to make it me.
I don't fight, I don't be hanging in the bars at night. Yeah, I used to be a fighter, but now I am a wiser man. I don't drink much, I don't smoke, I don't be hardly mess around with no dough. Yeah, I used to be a problem, but now I am a careful man. Well, if you used to wanna see a commotion, you should have seen the man that I used to be. I was troubled in perpetual motion, trouble with a capital T. Staying out late, having fun, the shot of every single shot in my gun. Yeah, I used to be a lover, but now I am an older man. Capital T. Staying out late, having fun, the shot of every single shot in my gun. Yeah, I used to be a terror, but now I am a tired man. Yeah, I used to be a terror, but now I am a tired man.
Trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the bee.
goodbye. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on.
Now, for those of you who aren't in the studio, I just watched Tyler Lubeck working with these. We have these lovely blinds in the station, which are, you know, those like university maintenance specials that are kind of like, you know, the like little clips that, so they're like the scrolly ones that like you remember from middle school where you'd like let them go and they just like fly up to the top and spin around the a thousand times. Well, so basically what he does is he goes, so what's the trick to this? And I was like, oh, you basically just, you pull it a bit and then it, and then you release it and it, you know, heads on back up. He probably does that. Thing flies up to the top and just like ejects itself from the window, and he just like catches it as it smashes into the rack of equipment to his left. It was quite a beautiful sight. I found that to be just great. Let's see. Oh, we have a bunch of Students for Sensible Drug Policy PSAs here, which I highly advocate. More drugs.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
You know when you're totally unprepared for, wait, oh god. Oh, I just totally remember, what was it, the Monkees? My favorite thing is that like the Monkees were to the Beatles like any legitimate band is today to like the One Direction. Like that was like their role in the 60s. I thought it was really funny. Let's see. This is the song that I have to add to my playlist, so I hope you'll enjoy it.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Well, I also destroyed a shade, so we're working on it.
Pretty much the same way.
I think we just need shades that aren't terrible. Like, I think these are just designed to be the most fun. Like, in terms of the user experience, this is akin to, like, the person who sat down was like, how can we make this the most miserable for all involved? And was just like, let's have a shade that kind of, like, springy. And it pulls up, and it explodes when you pull it over too quickly. And
it's like they said, we should find some equilibrium of humor and functionality, and they just went too far to humor.
The functionality is, shall we say...
And, like, they work.
Do they?
They block the sun.
They are opaque pieces of fabric. The remainder is up to interpretation.
How much
interpretation.
Sun? Like, you don't get a say in that. That's...
It's either fell off the wall or it's entirely unrolled. Oh, what a night. Why don't we... Do we not have this? How do we not have Oh, What a Night?
How do you not have that?
I don't know, man.
That's, well, the good news is...
What's the good news?
We have an aux cable.
We're bailing, gentlemen.
and the internet.
And we're going to put my phone on silent mode so that it doesn't, you know...
Ah.
You know, get a phone call during the middle show. The WMFO special is, I think, either the volume clicks...
Yeah.
Or, I'd say probably either the volume clicks or the phone call and or, like... Ooh, like the iMessage sound that occurs during
the
middle.
So what I don't understand about the volume clicks on Macs, if they, I know they can tell that you're playing other sounds. Do they think that you won't know the volume's going up by the other sounds getting louder?
I think you're overthinking this, Tyler. I think that this is one of those things that's just far too complex for our mortal minds to grasp. My favorite is that you can actually turn it off.
I know,
and it will in fact shut off. And then you can, like, but actually, this is the key. If you hold the shift key while you're doing it, it will toggle, so it won't sound. So in the case that they haven't turned on the volume noises and they haven't turned them off, you can hold the shift key and then it will be silent. Mm-hmm. If they have, then they come shift on anyway. So shift is not like a silent. It's just like a
toggle.
Other Ugh. Action. Let's see. We got another tune coming up. Oh, here we go. Frankie Valli and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli. Yeah, this is the only one that actually spelled his name correctly with an IE. See, there's a bunch of people that they list this song as Oh, What a Night, when in fact it's very much not. It's December 1963 is the official title, which makes it impossible to search for because you never know what people called it. Because, of course, like, no one is just like, here's this grooving beat, and is like, oh, yeah, December 1963. Yeah. It was late December, in fact. Was it? Late December back in 63. God bless it be. Great song, by the way. Thank you.
and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me, I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well.
When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared,
there was thunder.
We got two classics coming on up in the WMFO hit parade here. Actually, I think I should do this one. See, the reason is a lot of people don't realize that. Oh, I totally forgot to enter that one in. Anyways, a lot of people don't realize the reason that we use Spinatron is actually because it actually will show you the stuff on the radio and things like that, which I think is like devilish because, I mean, I set that up. So, of course, it's cool as things in sliced bread. The new web stream also supports the new Shoutcast version, supports like all the metadata. Rather, the old one was just like title, whereas like now we have a little bit more than that, which is kind of cool. So I wrote my little XML scripty do, as opposed to the old
XML
one, which
script?
Well, it has to format it to XML, parsing XML. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, I had to write a script that parsed HTML to like walk the Spinatron. Well, I used a Python library, but the thing is, if you try to use XML to parse HTML, it just throws
work.
It. Yeah,
no,
you gotta use.
No.
There are specific things that I've learned. This is
why do I know that?
Elvis Presley?
why do I know that you don't use
an XML parser to parse HTML? I don't know.
I should go outside more.
Yeah, right. what album was this off? Franklin Pang. Oh, he is now rich, so someone's buying something for me off the off Craigslist, which is always.
And you get notifications for that now?
Emails.
Okay. I was going to say, Craigslist has
Yeah, we're not that cool. They really...
That,
They're hot stuff.
In a short time.
Hot stuff. I mean, they write good code, I think. Anyways, here's the tune here. Elvis Presley.
To the promised land, working on the T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over.
We are joined here in the studio by none other than the great and wonderful Allison Ty, fresh in from where, Seattle? Is that where we do this thing?
My introduction was Tyler's here. He's dumb.
He broke the shade.
What shade?
But you see that there's a shade. That shade broke, and then this shade is off. And don't pull that.
Yeah, don't. I was like, how do I raise this? And he said, just pull it slowly and then let it go quickly.
And the thing just...
Which I did. And it shot up and fell off and hit me in the head.
Good.
And nearly destroyed a priceless piece of no longer maintained live wire equipment. There will be no more remote broadcasts thanks to Tyler Lubeck and his okay. reign of terror amongst
Call
the station.
Me out.
Basically, I only let me drink in here because I know that if I spill on the board, it's my problem and my problem alone. At least for the next, till Sunday. And at which point, I get my diploma and I literally walk out the door, right?
I mean, that's what we technically did a year ago.
Yeah, we bounced.
And now you're back and better than ever and not bitter about it. And with hopefully a little more money than I have.
I mean,
the fifth year program. I swear to God. You know, whatever. Our very last year here. Are you coming to graduation?
I probably am.
Oh, good. Good.
I decided that I want to go this summer.
Boom, boom, boom.